This episode is brought to you by IVP. In a world that often demands more from us than we can give, managing stress isn't just beneficial, it's essential. In her book, Radical Relaxation, holistic nurse educator and wellness consultant Tracy Braylock provides a pathway to healing from stress through embracing principles of holistic wellness, intentional relaxation, and biblical wisdom. Drawing from the teachings of Jesus in the Gospel of John, Braylock equips readers to navigate pressure with grace and resilience. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Radical Relaxation for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Inner Varsity Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm chapter 49. For the music director, a psalm by Korahites. Listen to this, all you nations. Pay attention, all you inhabitants of the world. Pay attention, all you people, both rich and poor. I will declare a wise saying. I will share my profound thoughts. I will learn a song that imparts wisdom. I will then sing my insightful song to the accompaniment of a harp. Why should I be afraid in times of trouble, when the sinful deeds of deceptive men threaten to overwhelm me? They trust in their wealth and boast in their great riches. Certainly, a man cannot rescue his brother. He cannot pay God an adequate ransom price. The ransom price for a human life is too high, and people go to their final destiny so that he might continue to live forever and not experience death. Surely, one sees that even wise people die. Fools and spiritually insensitive people all pass away and leave their wealth to others. Their grave becomes their permanent residence, their eternal dwelling place. They name their lands after themselves, but despite their wealth, people do not last. They are like animals that perish. This is the destiny of fools and of those who approve of their philosophy. Selah. They will travel to Sheol like sheep, with death as their shepherd. The godly will rule over them when the day of vindication dawns. Sheol will consume their bodies, and they will no longer live in impressive houses. But God will rescue my life from the power of Sheol. Certainly, he will put me to safety. Selah. Do not be afraid when a man becomes rich and his wealth multiplies. For he will take nothing with him when he dies. His wealth will not follow him down into the grave. He pronounces this blessing on himself while he is alive. May men praise you, for you have done well. But he will join his ancestors. They will never again see the light of day. Wealthy people do not understand. They are like animals that perish. Psalm chapter 114. When Israel left Egypt, when the family of Jacob left a foreign nation behind, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his kingdom. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan River turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why do you flee, O sea? Why do you turn back, O Jordan River? Why do you skip like rams, O mountains, like lambs, O hills? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned a rock into a pool of water, a hard rock into springs of water. Joshua chapter 5 through Joshua chapter 6 verse 14. Joshua chapter 5. When all the Amorite kings on the west side of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the seacoast heard how the Lord had dried up the water of the Jordan before the Israelites while they crossed, they lost their courage and could not even breathe for fear of the Israelites. A new generation is circumcised. At that time, the Lord told Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites once again." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at the hill of the foreskins. This is why Joshua had to circumcise them. All the men old enough to fight when they left Egypt died on the journey through the wilderness after they left Egypt. Now all the men who left were circumcised, but all the sons born on the journey through the wilderness after they left Egypt were uncircumcised. Indeed, for 40 years the Israelites traveled through the wilderness until all the men old enough to fight, when they left Egypt, the ones who had disobeyed the Lord, died off. For the Lord had sworn a solemn oath to them that he would not let them see the land he had sworn by oath to their ancestors to give them, a land rich in milk and honey. He replaced them with their sons, whom Joshua circumcised. They were uncircumcised. Their fathers had not circumcised them along the way. When all the men had been circumcised, they stayed there in the camp until they had healed. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have taken away the disgrace of Egypt from you." So that place is called Gilgal, even to this day. So the Israelites camped in Gilgal and celebrated the Passover in the evening of the 14th day of the month in the Rift Valley plains of Jericho. They ate some of the produce of the land the day after the Passover, including unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped appearing the day they ate some of the produce of the land. The Israelites never ate manna again. They ate from the produce of the land of Canaan that year. Israel conquers Jericho. When Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him holding a drawn sword. Joshua approached him and asked him, "Are you on our side or allied with our enemies?" He answered, "Truly, I am the commander of the Lord's army. Now I have arrived." Joshua bowed down with his face to the ground and asked, "What does my master want to say to his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army answered Joshua, "Remove your sandals from your feet, because the place where you stand is holy." Joshua did so. Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Now Jericho was shut tightly because of the Israelites. No one was allowed to leave or enter. The Lord told Joshua, "See, I am about to defeat Jericho for you, along with its king and its warriors. Have all the warriors march around the city one time. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry 7 ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times while the priests blow the horns. When you hear the signal from the ram's horn, have the whole army give a loud battle cry. Then the city wall will collapse, and the warriors should charge straight ahead." So Joshua, son of Nun, summoned the priests and instructed them, "Pick up the Ark of the Covenant, and 7 priests must carry 7 ram's horns in front of the Ark of the Lord." And he told the army, "Move ahead and march around the city with armed troops going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua gave the army its orders, the 7 priests carrying the 7 ram's horns before the Lord moved ahead and blew the horns as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed behind. Armed troops marched ahead of the priests, blowing the horns, while the rear guard followed along behind the ark, blowing ram's horns. Now Joshua had instructed the army, "Do not give a battle cry or raise your voices. Say nothing until the day I tell you. Give the battle cry. Then give the battle cry." So Joshua made sure they marched the ark of the Lord around the city one time. Then they went back to the camp and spent the night there. Bright and early the next morning, Joshua had the priests pick up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord marched along, blowing their horns. Armed troops marched ahead of them, while the rear guard followed along behind the Ark of the Lord, blowing ram's horns. They marched around the city one time. On the 2nd day, they returned to the camp. They did this 6 days in all. New Testament reading. Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 28. First prediction of Jesus' death and resurrection. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and experts in the law, and be killed, and on the 3rd day be raised. So Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, this must not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, because you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man's." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me will find it. For what does it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? Or what can a person give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. I tell you the truth, there are some standing here who will not experience death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Thank you, O God, for the reminder about the walls of Jericho. We're in a season, O Lord God, where so many people are going through so many things, so much news of just suffering, O God, and war and loved ones passing away, O God, suddenly, O God. It's just been a really tough season for so many people who are just facing, O God, their own opposition, O God. It feels, O Lord God, that they need the walls of Jericho to fall down in their lives, the walls of debt, the walls of oppression, the walls of wickedness, O Lord God, that's allied against them. God, I just pray for the one who feels hemmed in, for the one, O God, who feels pressed in on every side and feels like there's no way of escape. I pray, O God, that you would enable them to call upon you, to shout to you, knowing, O God, that you are the one, O Lord God, that will cause them to triumph. You are the one, O God, that will deliver them from every single circumstance and every situation, O Lord God. Would you revive them? Would you encourage them? Would you be the lifter of their heads, O Lord God? I thank you, O God, that you are near to the brokenhearted and you save those who are crushed in spirit, Lord. I thank you, O Lord God, that you are a friend to the poor, that you are a friend to the oppressed, O Lord God. And I thank you that our restoration rests in you, O Lord. And thank you for the reminder that your kingdom will indeed, the full manifestation of your kingdom will come, O God, and that there really are some people that will not taste death, O Lord. We just pray that you would hasten the day. Lord, we pray, O God, that you would bring revival, O Lord God, that you would help us to ready ourselves for Christ's return. We don't know the day or the hour, and we also don't know when our lives will be demanded of us, O Lord. So would you help us to stay ready so we don't have to get ready? I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.